makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. We have the recap from the Texans' 31-12 loss at Tennessee. We'll hear from Coach Gary Kubiak, quarterback Matt Schaub, and running back Steve Slayton. But first, Texans fans, please know that the team's 2008 schedule has changed because of Hurricane Ike. The Texans now will play the Ravens on November 9th. For more information, go to HoustonTexans.com. The Texans' loss to the Titans came down to missed opportunities, Kubiak said. Houston was 1-for-6 in the red zone and 3-of-15 on third down.
Well, in the first half, we dropped a couple of touchdowns. You can't come in a place like this and do that. And we had our chance in the first half to make some big plays. In the second half, our defense played extremely well. I mean, they gave us a chance to win, and you know, we didn't make any plays on offense. Missed poor on third down, missing fourth downs. Overall, we're just very poor in the red zone. I think we're 1-for-6. You know, so very tough to win that way.
Quarterback Matt Schaub struggled the entire game. He was 17-37 with 3 interceptions and no touchdowns. But Kubiak left the quarterback in the game, hoping Schaub could work through his struggles.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to let a guy work through things. I mean, he did not start clean, but we're right there in the ball game. It's a 12-10 ball game. I mean, that's part of playing quarterback in this league. You know, I didn't consider it today. You know, I'll go back and I'll study everybody on the film and see how we're playing. But you may need it to work through that, make some plays to help us win the game. You know, we're in a very tight football game, and you know, we got some plays to make there that we didn't make. You know, you got to also remember now he made 2 great throws that we dropped for touchdowns. You know, so there's other people involved in winning and losing, not just the quarterback. You know, we all got to do our job.
Schaub's best play came on a 49-yard bomb to Andre Davis, but he wasn't able to convert when it counted. The Texans went for it on fourth down 6 times and were only successful twice.
You know, it was rough going there for a little bit. You know, it was hard to, you know, get settled down and get some completions. Once we were able to do that, we were able to move the football and get some points on the board. You know, we settled for a couple field goals early, which was difficult to swallow. But, I was upset with myself with some of the throws that I made, you know, trying to get the ball in there. You know, at the end of the game there, I'm trying to make a play and get my team back in the game. And, you know, unfortunately that didn't happen. But, you know, I got to play better. Got to step up and play better.
Another player accepting blame for the game was Andre Johnson. The Pro Bowler dropped 2 passes that would have been touchdowns and finished with only 29 receiving yards. The bright spots of the game were the Texans' defense in the second half and rookie running back Steve Slayton. After allowing 255 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half, the defense allowed only 88 yards and a field goal on 7 Tennessee possessions in the last 2 quarters.
I just think they played their hearts out. You know, they kept us in the football game. They were excellent on third down in the second half. You know, gave us a chance for some returns, gave us some good field position. You know, we didn't get it done offensively.
Slayton finished with 116 rushing yards and a touchdown in his first pro start. Kubiak said he looked like something special. Slayton said he would have been much happier if his team had scored touchdowns instead of kicked field goals.
I think we take a little joy out of it. It's just, I think as an offense, we got to work on it in the red zone and putting points on the board. And if we do the same thing we did today, but come out with 6 points instead of 3, I think we'd be doing a lot better.
As always, thanks for listening to Texans Today, the game day edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. Yeah.